नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायण नमस्कृत्यां नारायण चैव नरोत्तमां देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां तत्त्वचायम् उदीरयेत् नस्तप्रयेषु अपात्रेषु नित्यं भगवतं सेवया भगवद्युतमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी. Okay, so we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 3, text number 10. Akamaha savakamo va mokshakama budaradi tibrena bhakti yogena yachita Purusham, Param, Akama Sava Kama Kamova, Moksha Kama Udaradi, Tirena Bhakti Yogena, Yacheta Purusham Param, Akama Sava Kamova, Mokshakama udaradi, tirnena bhakti yogena, yacheta purusham param, akama savakamova, mokshakama udaradi, tirnena bhakti yogena, Yacheta Purusham Param. Akama Sava Kamova. Purushakama Udaradi. Nyati Yogena. Akama Sava Kamova. Mokshakama Udaradi Tibena Bhakti Yogena Yacheta Purusham Param Akama Samakamova Mokshakama Udaradi Tibena Bhakti Yogena Yacheta Purusham Param Akama Sava Kamova Mokshakama Udaradi Tivena Bhakti Yogena Yacheta Purusham Param Akama Sava Kamova Mokshakama Udaradi Tivena Bhakti Yogena Yacheta Purusham Param Akama Sava Kamova Mokshakama Udaradi Tivena Bhakti Yogena Yacheta Purusham Param Madajis Akama Sava Kamova Mokshakama Udaradi Tivena Bhakti Yogena Yacheta Purusham Param Akama Sava Kamova Mokshakama Udaradi Tivena Bhakti Yogena Yachita Purusham Param Akama Savakamova Mokshakama Udaradi Tivena Bhakti Yogena Yacheta Purushampanam Akama. One who has transcended all material desires. Savakama. One who has the sum total of material desires. Va. Either. Mokshakamaha. One who desires liberation. Udaradi, with broader intelligence. Tivrena, with great force. Bhakti Yogena, by devotional service to the Lord. Yacheta, should worship. Purusham, the Lord. Param, the Supreme Whole. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. A person who has broader intelligence, whether he be full of all material desire, without any material desire, or desiring liberation, must by all means worship the Supreme Whole, the Personality of Godhead. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, is described in the Bhagavad Gita as Purushottama, or the Supreme Personality. It is He only who can award liberation to the impersonalist by absorbing such aspirants in the Brahmajyoti, the bodily rays of the Lord. The Brahmajyoti is not separate from the Lord, as the growing sun ray is not independent of the sun disk. Therefore, one who desires to merge into the supreme impersonal Brahmajyoti must also worship the Lord by Bhakti Yoga, as recommended here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhakti Yoga is especially stressed here as the means of all perfection. In the previous chapters, it has been stated that Bhakti Yoga is the ultimate goal of both Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga. And in the same way, in this chapter, it is emphatically declared that Bhakti Yoga is the ultimate goal of the different varieties of worship of the different demigods. Bhakti Yoga, thus being the supreme means of self-realization, is recommended here. Everyone must therefore seriously take up the method of Bhakti Yoga, even though one aspires for material enjoyment or liberation from material bondage. Akama is one who has no material desire. A living being, naturally being the part and parcel of the Supreme Whole, Purusham Purna, has as his natural function to serve the Supreme Being, just as the parts and parcel of the body or the limbs of the body are naturally meant to serve the complete body. Desireless means, therefore, not to be inert like the storm, but to be conscious of one's actual position and thus desire satisfaction only for the Supreme Lord. Srila Jiva Goswami has explained this desirelessness as Vajaniya Parama Purusha Sukha Machasva Sukhatvam in his Sandarbha. This means that one should feel happy only by experiencing the happiness of the Supreme Lord. This intuition of the living being is sometimes manifested even during the conditioned stage of a living being in the material world. And such intuition is expressed in the manner of altruism, philanthropy, socialism, communism, etc. by the undeveloped minds of this intelligent person. In the mundane field, such an outlook of doing good to others in the form of society, community, family, country, or humanity is a partial manifestation of the same original feeling in which a pure living entity feels happiness by the happiness of the Supreme Lord. Such superb feeling were exhibited by the dancers of Rajabhumi for the happiness of the Lord. The gopis loved the Lord without any return, and this is the perfect exhibition of the akama spirit. Karma spirit, or desire for one's own satisfaction, is fully exhibited in the material world, whereas the spirit of akama is fully exhibited in the spiritual world. Thoughts of becoming one with the Lord or being merged in the Brahmajyoti can also be exhibition of karma spirit if they are desires for one's own satisfaction to be free from the material miseries. A pure devotee does not want liberation so that they may be relieved from the misery of life. Even without so-called liberation, a pure devotee is aspirant for the satisfaction of the Lord. Influenced by the karma spirit, Arjuna declined to fight in the Kurukshetra battlefield because he wanted to save his relatives for his own satisfaction. But being a pure devotee, he agreed to fight on the instruction of the Lord because he came to his senses and realized that satisfaction of the Lord at the cost of his own satisfaction was his prime duty. Thus, he became akama. Akama. That is the perfect stage of perfect living being. Udaradi means one who has a broader outlook. People with desires for material enjoyment worship small demigods, and such intelligence is condemned in the Bhagavad Gita 7:20 as Hritagyam, the intelligence of one who has lost his senses. One cannot obtain any result from demigods without getting sanction from the Supreme Lord. Therefore, a person with a broader outlook can see that the ultimate authority is the Lord, even from material benefits. Under the circumstances, one with a broader outlook, even with the desire for material enjoyment or for liberation, should take to the worship of the Lord directly. And everyone, whether an akama or sakama or mokshakama, should worship the Lord with great expedience. This implies that bhakti yoga may be perfectly administered without any mixture of karma or jnana. As the unmixed sun ray is very forceful and is therefore called pira, similarly, unmixed bhakti yoga of hearing, chanting, etc. may be performed by one and all, regardless of inner motive. What a lengthy purport, huh? Yeah. Om Gyanatmi Nandasya Gyananjana Shrakaya Chakshu Umiditan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Manovishnam, Stapitan Yena Pudare, Svayan Rupa Kadamayam, Tadatisvam Padantikam, Vandeham Shri Guru, Shri Yuta Padakamanam, Shri Gunum Vaishnamanscha, Shri Rupan Sakrachatam, Sahagana Lakunata, Vitantam Sajivam, Satvaitan Savaduna, Parijana Sahidam, Krishna Chaitanya Deva, Shri Radha Krishna Padam, Sahagana Lalita, Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinna Bandhu Jagapade Gopesha Kopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastude Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindava Nishwari Vishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vanchakau Pataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishvanebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadatra Shri Vasade Gola Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Akama Savakamo va Mokshakama Udharadi, Trinena Bhakti Yogena Yacheta Purusham Param. A person who has broadened intelligence, whether he be full of all material desire, without any material desire, or desiring liberation, must by all means worship the Supreme Whole, the Personality of Godhead. So there are many wonderful points in the purport by Srila Prabhupada. One point stuck in my mind is that Srila Prabhupada was saying one should feel happy only by experiencing the happiness of the Supreme Lord. So this is actually the nature of our Krishna consciousness. Because by nature, we are eternal spirit soul. We are part and parcel of Supreme Lord Krishna. We are actually originally Krishna conscious being. Yeah, we are actually Satchitananda. That means we are eternal, full of knowledge and full of happiness. That's all actually nature. Yeah. But due to the association with matter, our original Krishna consciousness has been covered. So therefore now we are experiencing so many problems. So I did the Google search. It tells, there are, 10, top 10 most concerning world issues, according to millennials. I want to show the pictures to everyone. Let's take a look of the top 10 most concerning world issues. Can you go to one? Picture one. This is two. Please go to picture one. The first one is called climate change, destruction of nature. That's the third one. Go back. Yeah. Okay. Okay, then please just skip that. So the second one, the first one is climate change, destruction of nature. Yeah, that's the first one according to millennials. And the second one is large-scale conflict, wars. So we know all over the world, there are still lots of wars, like the wars in Syria, Afghanistan, still wars are going on. Yeah. And then third is inequalities. Yeah. Different people have different income. There's discrimination. Yeah. That right now there are huge protests here in America because of discrimination. Yeah. The black African Americans, they are feeling they are not on the equal level of the white people. Therefore, they are not satisfied. They are protesting now. So this is you know, one of the problems. It's called discrimination. Yeah. And then number four is poverty. See, this is poverty. In this world, there are so many people, they are still have nothing to eat, have no clothes to wear. But we are very lucky, you know. Although during the, you know, pandemic, we devotees are still getting nice prasadam every day. Actually, I'm feeling we are getting much better prasadam than before. Yeah. Yeah, every day at least we are getting chapatis now. Yeah, I can't imagine, you know, in those days. Yeah, we are getting much better, you know, supply of prasadam. Yeah. And then number five is religious conflict. You know, in this world, you know, there are different religious groups. They are always fighting. Yeah. The Muslims, you know, they are fighting with the Hindus. And recently I heard from one devotee, he was telling me, even in India, there are a certain group of Christians. They want to be independent, you know, from India. They want to become an independent country, Christian country. They want to be like the Pakistan, you know, like that, you know. Yeah. So there are conflict, religious conflicts all over the world. And then number six, government accountability and transparency, corruption. So we know that all over the world, the you know, people in the government, they are very corrupted. Actually, according to the Bhagavatam, you know, the leaders in this Kali Yuga, they are plunderer of the wealth of the general public. Yeah, they do not care the welfare of the general public. They just want to, you know, make as much as possible money for themselves, secure the post, like that, you know. That's what they are, you know, concentrating. Yeah. And then number seven, food and water security. Food and water security. So we understand right now, you know, the place we are living now is badly polluted. Our food has been polluted, and water also has been polluted. Yeah. So it's a big issue now. Yeah. That's why, you know, I just had a, you know, WhatsApp talk with Sachin Honorable. Because of the pandemic, Sachin Honorable and his wife, they are still, you know, stuck in Mayapur Dam. And he showed me a video showing the place where he's living with lots of trees, birds are chirping, very natural, you know, very clear sky, fresh air and water. You know, I was really amazed to see that, thinking, you know, that's actually the place we have to be. Yeah. Therefore, I'm feeling there's a strong necessity for the farm community. For the farm community. If we can have our own farm community, grow our own food, keep a couple of cows, get our own milk, then all our economic problem will be solved. You see? Because people in this world, they need to follow some, you know, example, especially during this crisis. Yeah. And we devotees are the only one who knows how to solve the problem of this material world. So therefore, I'm feeling, you know, there's a strong necessity to start good farm community. You know, I was actually talking with Ravindranath Prabhu the other day at the Pujari room, and I, you know, wrote something that this is the temple. We need to buy a big piece of land and build up the temple. And surround the temple, we build up houses for the devotees. Yeah, we can build up like 20, 100, 300, 500, up to 1,000 like that. Then that will be great success for our movement, you know. Yeah. We need to show to the world a perfect example of self-sufficient, you know. And then number eight, lack of education. Lack of education. Especially in the third world countries. Number nine, safety, security, well-being. See, people are protesting because people are not feeling safe. In this world, you see. And number 10, lack of economic opportunity and unemployment. See, right now, because of the pandemic, here in America, there are hundreds and thousands of people unemployed. It's a really, really big problem, you see. Of course, you know, the government here in America is very nice. They immediately, you know, give you like $1,200. They immediately send $1,200 to your bank account. You know, the other day when I met one bhakta and I asked him, did you get the money from the government? And he said, yes. Because I'm paying tax, and immediately the government sent me $1,200. So the government is, in one sense, is quite good. He's, you know, caring the citizens, in one sense, you know. So, what is the solution of these problems? It's Krishna consciousness. Obviously, Krishna consciousness is the only way to solve this problem. It's the only way, actually. So, therefore, we devotees from ISKCON, we have to try very hard to spread this knowledge of this Krishna consciousness, especially by book distribution, Harinam, Prasadam distribution, as well as, you know, the farm community, to show a perfect example to the whole world so that people will follow us. Another important point in Prabhupada's purport is Prabhupada, he was saying that a pure devotee does not want liberation so that he may be relieved from the misery of life. So a pure devotee does not even want liberation. So then what does a pure devotee want? Bhakta Devan. What does a devotee want? So in one of the Shishastaka prayers by Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying, Nadana Najana Nasundarim, Kavitama Jagadishakama ye, Mama Jamani Jamani Ishware, Bhavata Bhakti Ahai Tukitvayi. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was praying that, Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. I only want your costless devotional service, birth after birth. Exactly what Bhakta Devan was saying. So I will stop here. Are there any questions and comments? So thank you very much. Gantraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Shira Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda Ki Jai. Haribo Haribo. Is it okay, Prabhupada?